washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays. It is 8 o'clock, WRCO-FM in Richland Center, WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7 in Richland Center. News this hour from ABC is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. By Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior designs.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction continuing to come in to President Trump's suggestion the U.S. take over the Gaza Strip. He's not ruling out the use of American troops to make sure the Palestinians get out either.
Jordan and Egypt, those two countries have definitively said that they do not want people coming there. And Trump's answer to that is no, they will take those countries. So this is essentially opening up Pandora's box of foreign relations of what's possible in the Middle East.
ABC's Perry Russum in Washington. Pam Bondi confirmed by the Senate to be the country's next attorney general. According to an email obtained by ABC News, USAID staff have been informed that all those serving globally, except for Michigan mission-critical staff and core leadership, are being placed on administrative leave. All 67 bodies have now been removed from the wreckage of the American Airlines plane and the Army helicopter that collided last week. We are also hearing from other pilots at Reagan National Airport that there were 15 incidents of close calls like that going back to 1991. This is ABC News. A mystery that goes back more than a decade in Philadelphia taking a turn this week. In 2011, Ellen Greenberg was found by her fiancé stabbed more than 20 times. But the medical examiner said she took her own life.
Ellen's parents for more than a decade fought to change the suicide ruling, suing the city, claiming the case was mishandled and there was a conspiracy to cover up Ellen's murder. One of the parents' civil cases against the city was about to go to trial this week. But on Saturday, an about-face from the medical examiner, who filed new documents saying Ellen's manner of death should be designated as something other than suicide. Hours later, the city and Greenberg's parents reached a settlement. The city now agreeing to take another look at the case.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Google may be loosening the rules for its artificial intelligence work. Its page on AI principles has done away with a section called Applications We Will Not Pursue that included specific bans for AI weapons. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing left to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, "Go and leave your life of sin," so people of God, Let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, a quiet start to our day, but there is a weather system developing in the central plains lifting northeast should spread some moisture into our neck of the woods. That could cause some flurries to break out this morning, which could turn into some scattered light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon. The amounts will be minor, but it could be enough to make the roads and the sidewalks and parking lots a bit slippery, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, tomorrow things will dry out. It will be a windy Thursday with some partial sun. Another quiet day for Friday, just a bit chilly. There will be a larger weather system sliding in from the west Saturday morning. Should bring a long strip of snow from the Dakotas and Minnesota across the Badger States, and that'll last into Saturday night. Sizable accumulations are possible. The current data puts the heaviest for around Minneapolis over toward Green Bay, where some places could get 6 inches or a bit more. Around our area, several inches, so travel will be a bit difficult. Here's a forecast for today. Mainly cloudy, some scattered flurries possible. Again, possibly turning to light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon. High temperature near 30. East wind becoming southeast up to 10. Cloudy tonight with scattered light snow and freezing drizzle tapering off late. Low at 24. Clouds mixing with sunshine by midday tomorrow. Blustery winds and a bit warmer. High in the mid-30s. West wind 15 to 25, gusting over 30. Friday, partly cloudy, low 10, high of 28. Saturday, snow likely from late morning through late evening. 2 to 4 inches of accumulation expected, heaviest in the northern part of the listening area. Low at 17 with a high near 27. Sunday, partly cloudy and cool, low 8 with a high of 23. Monday, partly cloudy, low 2, high of 22. And still chilly for Tuesday, partly cloudy, low 3, high 21. Maybe some snow showers for Tuesday nights. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to
to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently 10 degrees at WRCO Studios. Yesterday it was 24 for a high. Record high 54 set in 1946. Record low 25 below zero in 1979. Last year's high 52 and the low 22. Sunset will happen this afternoon at 5:19. Sunrise time 7:12 coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now south to southwest winds are at 3. Barometer is at 33.31, down from earlier today. No precipitation so far on the day. We've been as low as 7. Right now it is 10 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll recap last night's sporting events, lots of high school basketball games, and the Badger men picked up a nice win.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center won 76-63 over visiting Westby Tuesday night in non-conference boys basketball. The Hornets took a 32-19 lead into intermission. The advantage swelled to 17 before Westby battled back to within 6 points. The Hornets were able to break the full court press late in the game, which led to high percentage shots, and they built the lead again. Liam Fingerson led the scoring with 20. 19 in the second half. Wes Bosworth and Garrison Weiss each put in 12 points, and Jaden Shep scored 10, Brady Dosh 9, Trayton Shep put in 8, Cutler Palmer scored 3, Kaizen Schwitzenberg had 20 points. The team made 5 three-pointers and went 7 for 18 from the free throw line. Westby was paced by Griffin Nelson, who had 26, including 6 three-pointers, and Gavin Larson added 13. The Norsemen made 9 threes, and they went 8 for 11 from the line. The Norsemen won the JV1 game 65-34 over the Hornets. Richland Center improved to 9-9 on the season with a 76-63 varsity win. The Hornets will travel to River Valley on Friday night. Westby is now 6-13. They will play Viroqua next week. Elsewhere in boys basketball, it was Kickapoo over Riverdale, 78-53. Malachi McCauley at 27. Brecken Miller, 13 for the Panthers. Riverdale was paced by Bevan Dennis with 29. Lancaster over Fenimore, 55-51. Highland, 74. Scholesburg, 61. DeSoto beat Lafarge, 74-44. Dodgeville, 79. Barneveld, 59. Sparta, 83-43 over Viroqua. North Crawford beat Wazika Steuben, 55-44. Darlington, 78. Belleville, 67. Potosi got the win against Cassville, 65-39. Belmont, 77. Benton, 51. Argyle, 78-43 over Blackhawk. A win for Mount Horeb over Baraboo, 78-67. And GET over Toma, 59-47. In girls basketball, it was Kickapoo getting a win against Ithaca, 58-38. The Panthers were led by Jaden Nagel with 20. J.C. Maxwell had 17 to lead the Bulldogs. The Riverdale girls basketball team picked up its fifth conference win on Tuesday night, improving to 11-9 overall. Iowa Grant jumped out to an early 20-9 lead midway through the first half before Riverdale was able to get their footing. Kennedy Cooey hit four first-half three-pointers, and a three-pointer at the half gave the Chieftains a three-point lead that they never gave back. Cooey led the way with scoring on the night, finishing with 16. Senior guard Zuri Dennis had 15. Junior forwards Lily Barr and Macy McKay had 9 and 7 points, respectively. Junior Allie Goplin put in 5. Caitlin Meese, Bailey Harris, and Ava Kratzenberg rounded out the scoring with 2 points apiece. The Chieftain ladies are off now until the following Thursday when they head to Waseca. Riverdale won the JV game over Iowa Grant as well, 34-32. Cuba City got the win against Boscobel in girls basketball, 93-41, and Darlington over Fenimore, 50-34. Lancaster, 55, Potosi-Cassville, 37. Waseca-Steuben over Seneca, 56-8. Bangor, 61, Hillsboro, 47. DeSoto, 68, Lafarge Youth Initiative, 28. Barneveld, 67, Dodgeville, 38. Mineral Point, 70, Southwestern, 29. New Lisbon, a winner against Oneewoc Center, 43-31. Cashton beat Brookwood, 52-24. Sauk Prairie, 53-18 over Lake Mills. Mauston, 53, Nakusa, 32. Wisconsin Heights beat Waterloo, 65-20. And Sparta over Black River Falls, 73-50 in area girls basketball. Week 10 matches of the 24-25 Richland Center Church League volleyball season were played on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Richland Center Community Center. In the A division results, Richland Baptist Temple 1 received a forfeit from Avoca Bible 1. St. John's Down Free Methodist 1, 2-1, and Bethel Lutheran had a bye. In the B division results, Beulah Wesleyan 1 swept Grace Community 1, 2-0. Also, Hidden Valley Community blanked Beulah Wesleyan 2. Avoca Bible Church 2 topped Free Methodist 2, 2-1. Richland Baptist Temple Team 3 over Church of the Nazarene 1, 2-0. Grace Community 2 down 5 points Lutheran, 2-0. Richland Baptist Temple 4 got by Boscobel Assembly of God, 2-1. And Church of the Nazarene 2 beat Richland Baptist Temple 2, 2-0. The final regular season matches will be played next week, Monday and Tuesday, at the Community Center. And more information about Church League volleyball and the schedule is available at rcchurchleague.com. At the Phoenix Center, bowling scores from the Phoenix Scratch Bowling League. This week, week 11 of 16, Travis Bushley had the top series, a 7-30, Jake Morris, a 6-21, Terry Wheaton and Elijah Cannon each had 6-13s, and Jeff Seckman with a 6-10. Top game, Travis Bushley, a 266, Jake Morris, 257, Elijah Cannon, a 247, and Jeff Seckman, a 235 in the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League. And from Powder Puff results, it was Scott King Trucking with a 17-30, Chet's Feed Seed and Such 17-21, Phoenix Center 17-17. Phoenix Center with a top game 6-15, Chet's Feed Seed and Such 602, Richland Family Restaurant a 601. Barb Wood had the top series, 5-32, Tanya Maley with a 4-96, Christine Haiti a 4-85. Barb Wood with a 196 high game, Christine Haiti a 181, and Barb Wood a 180 in Powder Puff Women's Bowling League action. The Badgers' return to the Kohl Center Wednesday night resulted in a 76-64 win over Indiana. Wisconsin was hot from the opening tip, jumping out to a 19-2 lead last night. The game was never close after that. John Tanjay led the way with 15 points, but Max Klesman had 13, Nolan Winter 12, and Carter Gilmore chipped in 10. The Badgers have a 21-game win streak over the Hoosiers on the home court. Coach Greg Gard says the team is a team.
The unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets, and, you know, Klezmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group, but that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission, who's open, and they have confidence in everybody to let it fly.
Coach Gard says it's a good unit on and off the court.
This group is a very connected group. I mean, they enjoy hanging around with each other. They're a very loose group. They're very coachable, and they want to win. And they're all, their mindsets are all on that. And they understand when we come out and play hard and are aggressive, it's not always going to be perfect. But when we do get all things all firing and all cylinders, we're a handful for teams. So.
The Badgers play again on Saturday. Another Big Ten contest, they'll be at Iowa. Marquette fell 2 games behind St. John's in the Big East standings by dropping last night's game at Madison Square Garden, 70-64. The Golden Eagles held their last lead with 5:20 left in the game at 55-54. Chase Ross topped Marquette's score sheet with 16 points, and Cam Jones had 15. It was the second straight loss for the Eagles. Things don't get any easier next time out when Coach Smart's team travels to Omaha to take on Creighton on Saturday. Purdue is a winner over Iowa 90-81 in college basketball action last night. And fans booed the American national anthem before NHL and NBA games in Canada last night, a sign that some Canadians were still upset despite President Donald Trump's 30-day pause on tariff threats against Mexico and Canada. Boos echoed through Rogers Arena in Vancouver as singer Elizabeth Irving launched into the opening notes of the Star-Spangled Banner before the NHL's Canucks hosted the Colorado Avalanche. Fans cheered as she finished the song, and the applause grew louder as Irving began "O Canada." It was one of 3 arenas where the U.S. national anthem was jeered. A few fans booed before the Raptors hosted the New York Knicks as well. Elsewhere in sports, Jason Tatum scored 22, Derek White 20, and the Boston Celtics showed their championship makeup down the stretch with a 112-105 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers in a matchup of the Eastern Conference's top teams. That's an update on Wednesday morning sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
A vintage Paul Harvey program is next, sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green. Ready for your next project, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. Ernest and Bill were classmates at Harvard, but they had little else in common. For example, Bill was a practical joker. In fact, his pranks were so potent that they eventually got him expelled from the university. Ernest, on the other hand, was brilliant, a serious-minded student, a philosopher and a scholar who graduated magna cum laude, was even designated to deliver the Ivy oration at graduation. I'll tell you where the young men's paths crossed. On the Harvard Lampoon. Ernest was its editor. Bill was its business manager. After their Harvard days, Bill and Ernest went their separate ways. Ernest traveled Europe for a while, soaking up the scenery that he'd studied for so many years. And Bill, he went west, became editor of the San Francisco Examiner. But these two Harvard men had not seen the last of each other. It was Bill who sought out Ernest to accept a job on the Examiner. Someone was needed, he said, to write a humorous column. Ernest would be perfect, Bill said. Nobody remembers how Ernest reacted at first. Probably he was taken aback. After all, humor was the province of practical joker Bill, not of Ernest. But the latter did accept the position, and drawing on his Lampoon experience, he cranked out subtle comedy as best he could. Ernest's career as a journalist humorist was short-lived. He soon returned home to Worcester, Massachusetts, where a managerial job at his father's mill awaited him. For cerebral recreation, he studied philosophy in his spare time. From thenceforth, Ernest dropped quickly and inexorably into obscurity. and he died in Santa Barbara in 1940, having done not the slightest thing in his lifetime for which you might remember him, except one thing. One thing. He wrote a poem. Back during the brief time that he worked on Bill's newspaper, he wrote a poem, the only poem that he'd ever written and the only poem he would ever write. It appeared in print after he'd returned to Massachusetts, was published under a pseudonym, republished and republished and republished again. Sometimes editors reprinted Ernest's poem anonymously. Other times they made up likely-sounding names to go with the piece. Ernest himself received credit for his work only eventually. And royalties? None. None. Oh, he was paid once $5, but that was all. The world had only begun to hear from his Harvard friend Bill, a prankster newspaper editor named William Randolph Hearst. And yet while Ernest's poem grew in popularity, even to the point that other poets would generate some 25 well-known sequels, Ernest was personally contented with his virtual anonymity, and except for that solitary set of 52 rhyming lines, the one-poem poet would have been an utter stranger to all posterity. Although you know him. Oh, yes, you do. You know the Mudville mini-epic of Ernest Lawrence Thayer. That was he who wrote Casey at the Bat. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
100.9 WRCO. I appreciate y'all, yeah, I really do. Brought all these flowers and your black dresses and suits, but y'all know me and you know the truth. That ain't me in that box there in front of you. Can't I just get an amen and y'all just get out of here? I got the best view ever now that I'm way up here. Joking around with Jesus, catching up with Grandpa. Hurry up, preacher, I'm telling y'all you should be fishing. I'll tell who you love, how much you love them. Don't just say it, nah, you gotta show them. Every chance you get to get to know her better. Remember forever, don't last forever. Take it from me in my brand new point of view. The biggest regret of your life won't be what you did, it'll be what you. Save my truck and save my
y'all should be missing me there.
Lee Bryce on WRCO and Save the Roses. We're at 10 degrees, up 3 from the overnight low here at the WRCO studios. Southwest winds remain around 5 miles per hour. Some precip that could change from light snow into freezing drizzle later today. We hope not, but we're just telling you that anyway. We could use a little ground cover. Maybe that'll come in the form of some snow on Saturday. At least preliminarily, that looks like that could be a pretty good bet. Coming up, the trivia question of the day. Ooh, it's a tough one. So your chance to win is coming up from Walsh's Ace today. And right now, Darius Rucker.
Oh, I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And that 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. She sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts? And was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here. But losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Jordan Davis on WRCO. Stay tuned for trivia coming up.
I'm a restless soul, everybody knows. I got 24 things always on the go. I
Free and easy, down the road I go in the mighty vibe. Hit a bump once in a while, hit the ceiling of my head, but that's all right. We'll check out some trivia for you coming up. It's 11 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
WRCO Sports is pleased to team with Westwood One Radio Network for the big game coming up on Sunday. Join us for the Super Bowl featuring the Chiefs and Eagles. Hear it on the radio beginning with the pregame time at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Catch the game on us, WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. It's Super Bowl Sunday on the radio. 8:45, the Super Bowl, the subject of the trivia today. Well, not the current Super Bowl, no. Why would we do that? Let's go back to a fun Super Bowl. The Super Bowl of 2011, Packers versus the Steelers. Which Packers lineman at 21 years old became the youngest player to start in a Super Bowl? Lineman trivia. Backer lineman at 21 became the youngest player to start in a Super Bowl. That's the question today, sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
100.9 WRCO. If you drive around back in our old hometown, I wonder, do you think of me? When you drive by school, do you remember two fools? I wonder, do you think of me? And remember the park where you struck the spark to a fire that's still burning. Oh, my heart. Then on graduation day, you just drifted away. I wonder, do you think of me? And remember those games, those cold football games. I was your hero, though I seldom play. Back then, could you see what our future would be? I wonder, do you think of me? And the classes we missed, caused by a kiss, I can tell you that I've never felt like that since. I don't know if you would, but I'd go back if I could. I wonder, do you think of me? I still love you. Do you think of me?
Jamal Keith Whitley on WRCO. Congratulations to trivia guru Mark Jelinek. Way to go. Got to give it to him. Nice job today. Which Packer lineman at 21 became the youngest player to start in a Super Bowl? None other than Brian Bulaga. Had several other Packer linemen guessed, but Bulaga, the right answer. Coming to the Packers out of Iowa. Played in the Big Ten. And then went on to play for the Packers, win a Super Bowl ring, and was with them until 2019 when he signed with the Los Angeles Chargers, and he played for them for a season or two. But he was on the all-rookie team in 2010, and after being Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year the year before in 2009. Brian Bulaga, the youngest player to start in a Super Bowl at the age of 21 years and 322 days old. There you go. Mark wins, courtesy of WRCO and Walsh's Ace. of the Richland County Board of Supervisors coming up on our morning show today. Some topical stuff coming your way. Following our news update at 9, here is B.J. Thomas.
Early this morning, I opened my eyes and caught you watching me sleep. I'm getting new looks from an old lover again. I love you, I want you forever and always, was written all over your face. I'm getting new looks from an old lover again. It's such a
wishing you the best. We put our wraps on the morning session. We'll be back with some community conversation coming up following the news from ABC here on WRCO-FM and Richland Center. News this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 11 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, all coming out strongly against President Trump's idea that the United States take over Gaza. Some countries describing the plan as illegal, racist, non-negotiable, and absurd.